Hi everyone, this is Wayne Duvenage from ARTA. I'd like to just give you some feedback on this growing sense of anxiety around solar installations, and just that you should know that ARTA is fully engaged in this issue. Now, this is our view that residential solar users should not rush to register their installations with Eskom or municipalities, for that matter. What we're seeing right now is a familiar pattern: threatening letters, shifting deadlines, changing requirements. And this paints a picture of uncertainty from the authorities themselves. But what they're actually doing is putting a lot of pressure onto ordinary households who are just trying to protect themselves, quite frankly, from an unreliable and expensive electricity supply. And many people, and not just the wealthy, medium, middle-class owners, homeowners, even poorer homeowners are installing rented systems, solar systems, gas appliances and inverters, and in places generators, only because there have been years of load shedding and rising tariffs, steep rising tariffs, which has actually encouraged users and citizens to go down this route. In fact, government even incentivized the public to go down this route. And now those same households are being treated as if they've done something wrong, as if they're the problem. And we don't accept that. It is the public's installations behind the meters on their own properties that has been done properly, in compliance with legislation by qualified electricians with valid receiving a valid certificate of compliance, is there in Durban, not the authorities in Durban. So long as you've done it properly, you've met your safety obligations, and you have also need to ensure that you're not pushing electricity back into the grid, that your system is under 100 kilowatts, and that you're paying your electricity bill. That's all you need to do. So really, it is not the public's fault, this issue, and it's starting to seem uncomfortably familiar. We saw that with the e-toll system: complex rules, poor communication, heavy-handed threats, and a belief that a situation of fear and administrative pressure just forces compliance to happen. But it doesn't. It doesn't. Legislation and regulations that are forced down the public's throats does not make systems like this work. Instead, all it does is it triggers public resistance, years of conflict, and ultimately a system or an administrative process that will fail under its own weight. And we don't want a repeat of that. So behind the scenes, just know that ARTA is pushing hard. We are interrogating the requirements that are being imposed on citizens. We're challenging the way this is being rolled out, and we're standing up for households who are being unfairly targeted. So we don't want to see any more mixed messages from Eskom and municipalities, and delayed and postponed implementation dates, and softening of earlier threats when, initially you had to have an engineer, now you don't. Initially, they were going to fine you, now they say they won't. Initially, they were going to cut your electricity off, now they're not. This is just creating more ambiguity and anxiety. And what it's also doing is getting the finance houses and insurers in some cases to question whether they should be waiting for all this to roll out or not. And it's creating losses and closures of installation companies and a lot of uncertainty. So what we're saying is just don't panic. You do not need to rush into these decisions out of fear. If your installation is safe and you have a valid certificate of compliance, you are on solid ground. We've got your back at ARTA. And we'll continue applying pressure and engaging where it matters and standing by the electricity users until a rational and lawful approach prevails. We'll keep you updated.